All right, we'll do English and then switch to a few national language. Elena, well done on the result today. You're into your first semi-finals here in Stuttgart. Just talk about how you're feeling right now.
Yeah, really happy to be in semis, playing this tournament third time, and for now, happy to reach semis and hopefully can go far till the end.
Congrats, Elena. You know you can play a two-set match, right? You don't have to always play three.
Yeah, of course.
But in terms of getting these three-set wins, I mean, physically, having played two of them here in Stuttgart, are you feeling okay, like, physically after them? Because I know, obviously, in Miami it was starting to compound.
Well, the preparation for clay was quite short for me, but I mean, I'm feeling okay after these long matches. Of course, sore here and there, but no issues, which I'm happy with. And of course, it's nicer to finish matches in two sets. But I mean, opponent played really well today, and I had my chances, didn't take them. But overall, I'm happy with the game, and hopefully, I can just play better and better with time.
I just spoke with Jasmine, and she had a lot of praises for you, for your game and your serve especially. She said how tough it is to read it, to especially from the right, from the deuce side of the court, especially going slide, slice wide. I wonder if you have any opinion on her, and how, if you saw any improvement from the last time you played against her.
Well, I will say that last time we played it was also tough, and here it's a bit different clay, but I think she's more aggressive, and maybe some moments she believes in herself more than it was before. It was some tight moments, and she played really well today, so I think she improved, of course. And for me, of course, I know that I have quite a heavy serve, but for example, today in these important moments, maybe it didn't help me. I was either too passive or was out like this, so I feel like I'm missing a little bit, and it's just part of the work. And as I said, it just takes time to feel better and better on clay.
You were down and facing break points quite a lot of times today. Sometimes you were broken, but sometimes it was like 30-40. You hit a big serve. It was great. Jasmine couldn't do much with it, or you were in charge of the point. Do you find yourself kind of going into a special zone when you're serving maybe 30-40? You just focus that 1% more maybe? That's how it seemed on the outside.
Yeah, of course. You're trying to focus on these important moments more, and as I said, I had chances. She played well, and then sometimes I'm too hard on myself. I'm like, I could have done better, but also she played well. So it's like not battle with each other, but it's not easy sometimes when you miss easy ball and like just kind of forget. And here with my game, I get a lot of these floating balls, which you need to really pay attention. And I'm trying to come forward much more, and of course, it's a lot about mental in the end of the day.
The spectators also seem to be a factor. Do you have a clue why they were for your opponent, basically?
Well, I didn't hear that it was more support to Jasmine. I felt it was just nice atmosphere, good rallies. Maybe a lot of Italians here, I'm not sure, but I think the atmosphere was nice and they were cheering for both of us.
We don't know who you'll play next, but if it is Iga, just in terms of obviously the second time that you guys would have played this year, I feel like the last two times you both played, maybe there was like in Rome, she kind of got injured and so she felt like that wasn't a full match. Maybe you were very tired, I know, in Doha. So I'm curious what you make of the matchup this time, if it does happen here under these conditions.
Well, it's always, of course, tough to play against Iga, and I feel like we're pushing each other. till the limits. I remember even this year when we played exhibition and you were just coming out of preseason and it's very tough, and she started really intense and I'm like, I need to keep it up. And I think it's nice to play against her. Of course, I want to win, but I need to be also realistic. She's a very good player on clay. She's maybe a little bit more favored now, but again, if I play well, I serve well, I move good, I have all the chances. So I'm just happy to play against her.
Due to the weather, probably we are all happy to have this as an indoor tournament this week, but there are some other things, special light effects, walking in and so on, a kiss cam, fan cam. What do you think about these settings? Do they fit you? Do you like it, appreciate it?
I'm coming here third year in a row, and I'm kind of knew what to expect, and of course it's unusual, the lights, and that you are playing indoor clay and it's wooden under. It's of course different compared to all the other tournaments on clay, but as I said, it's still good preparation. You still got a slide, you still physically need to be ready for this long rally. So of course it is different from outside, but as I said, for preparation and just how it is, this tournament is nice. It's good to play.
Do you have a preference, Emma or Iga, in the next match?
I don't have any preference, to be honest.
All right, we do national language.
Вы играли вчера и сегодня в первой паре. Некоторые теннисисты не любят играть ранние игры. Для вас имеет значение играть утром, днем, вечером?
Я предпочитаю играть во второй половине дня, но так сложилось, что за последний год, может, чуть больше, у меня было очень много поздних матчей, и мой режим сна сильно сбился, и у меня начались проблемы, поэтому я рада, что изменились немного правила в Канаде, когда я играла и с Дашей Касаткиной, я думаю, она тоже в 5 утра только легли спать, это, конечно, не те условия, в которых ты хочешь находиться, но то, что я сейчас играю в первую половину дня, для меня удобно, потому что здесь гостиница прямо, считай, на кортах, поэтому на этом турнире не важно. Но я бы сейчас предпочла бы не заканчивать очень поздно матчи.
Елена, расскажите, для многих вот Порш здесь главная цель, приятная к титулу. Кто-то уже сказал, что у него есть свой Порш. Как у вас обстоят дела с вашим гаражом? Какие там автомобили, есть ли они? И насколько вы хороший водитель?
У меня, честно, нету водительских прав, к сожалению. Я очень хочу получить. Я уже занималась пару раз с инструктором. Я, в принципе, знаю, как водить, но пока не удалось получить права, и машины, соответственно, у меня нету. Вот.
Если получится, то это будет вашим стимулом, да? Либо вы как-то инвестируете тогда?
Да, конечно. У меня уже как галочка должна стоять, что вот я хочу сделать права как можно скорее. Надеюсь, что в этом году. И, конечно, если будет машина, то это дополнительный стимул.